There's usually not that much of a link between law and fashion. The former is fairly staid, and the latter is supposed to be cutting edge. Enter the maxi dress. If the maxi dress doesn't stumble over itself in making its entrance, that is. Perhaps you've seen the maxi. It's long, so long that some fashion magazines say it sweeps the floor. And the maxi's on a discount rack at an off-price clothing store the other day. It's certainly done some sweeping. Dust bunnies clung to their hems like lichens on redwoods. One can see the maxi dress in action on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. But there, street dirt wouldn't be the viewer's primary concern. Instead, it would be the maxi's potential to trip its wearer. Who might be in possible legal trouble if a maxi fashionista catches her foot in her hem? It's a question that comes to mind immediately when one sees a maxi-cloaked woman attempting to cross a busy Chicago street as the light is about to turn green. To analyze liability, we first look at fashion history, namely the fashion fact that maxi dresses were popular in the olden days. The second step, we take that fashion knowledge to the law books. And sure enough, a number of cases involving maxi catastrophes spring from the yellowed pages of aging law books. Take the number of women who fell alighting from various streetcars. One judge in the late 1800s heard testimony, and here you have to recall the length and fullness of Victorian fashion, that the plaintiff's fall either occurred from her stumbling or tripping after she had left the car and while she was hastening across the other streetcar track in order to avoid an approaching car, not unlike the scenario on the Magnificent Mile. Or it occurred, as the woman herself maintained, when her sweeping dress caught on a bolt rising from the floor of the streetcar. Same dress-related injury from a couple of decades later. This time the woman testified that her dress was a wide dress, one that gave her a chance to take a step off the streetcar and then fall into the street. The bottom of my dress, she explained to the court, was caught in the door, the hem, that tripped me, and I fell. The potential for trouble should be becoming clear to the maxi-wearing population. Moreover, if there's one subtle trend in these older cases involving what we now call maxi dresses, I'd say it's that contributory negligence seemed to become more commonplace as women began to have more fashion options. Contributory negligence is the idea that an accident victim may be barred from recovering in court if she's partly at fault for the mishap. In other words, if you fall while wearing a floor-sweeping dress, don't be surprised if the defendant argues you were at fault for choosing that particular fashion in the first place. The bottom line, hemlines may fall in a recession, but so do the women who wear them. I'm Amy Guida.